Welcome to Born on the 4th of July. I'm your host, Barbara Jean, right here at republicbroadcasting.org. And I say good afternoon to you listeners out there. Today's guest, Howard Woldridge, law enforcement and an officer for Officers for the Legalization, Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. That's LEAP. .cc. So you can go to that website, leap.cc. And I say good afternoon to Howard. And we have a guest on, a caller online, John from Winnipeg. Good afternoon, John.
Well, thank you very much for taking my call.
We're happy to hear from you. What's on your mind?
Excellent. Well, you know, I really believe a lot of these critical issues would be so easily resolvable if congressmen and perhaps the president were more human beings. You know, an example is a third strike felony on the possession of marijuana. So there are, I don't know how many people are in prison for life-term prison sentences for simply having a joint, but the reason I've called is I've seen a documentary on CNN regarding the DEA in Afghanistan. And again, it's a failure to communicate and honestly discuss what the reality over there is. And to cut a long story short, you know, the American partners or the coalition of the willing over there are the actual heroin pushers. And in this documentary, it shows DEA officials in Afghanistan sitting down with actual heroin pushers and going over a map of Afghanistan, determining who is aligned with the Bush administration to deal heroin to ensure that the DEA doesn't go to any of these particular sites. And the BBC covered British soldiers, and I'm sure and I've seen photographs of American soldiers patrolling poppy fields, getting ready for cultivation. And the DEA in this particular documentary, and also Canadian soldiers have been interviewed on this question. Also, Dragoon, I think, is the key word you would search for. Dragoon commander gives statements of blah blah blah. You know, they say they don't want to stop them from shipping the heroin into America to give out lifetime prison sentences and to totally destroy your nation because they don't want to be fired back at. You know, so what are you doing there? If you're not going to defend America's interests or Canadians out there dying too, not prepared to defend Canada, we've got a massive loss of leadership all over the place, you know, and it's not only the heroin, it's also they're executing, they wanted to execute, and probably did, the Christian who's being executed just because he's a Christian, and no soldier would even speak in his defense, never mind raise a gun to defend the innocent man. I mean, what are we doing? We don't have leadership, and as your guest has been articulating, and other people are seriously concerned, you know, the heroin's coming in lock, stock, and barrel. And we don't have the leadership primarily because people don't even understand that's what's transpiring. But like I say, wow, DEA officials in Afghanistan assisting in cultivation and shipment of heroin because they don't want to get shot at. Like, what the hell are they there for then?
When did you see the documentary?
It was probably maybe a year or so ago. But I'm sure they have it at their website somewhere. It was a big special, you know, the DEA in Afghanistan or something like that. And they're sitting right down, and the guy's not even lying to you. Say, well, these are the guys that are with the Northern Alliance, and we don't want to cause them any trouble or get them angry. So they're just going to notice or notify us which fields they are responsible for. So when we play pretend we're trying to enforce some drug protections, we can ensure that we're only going after their competition. And the horror of it is that it's not hidden. I mean, you can understand where their positions of the DA officers that are out there. They're going, well, we could get gunned down by American weaponry. You know, the Marines are patrolling the fields. I mean, these guys own the most sophisticated weaponry on the face of the planet because it was provided to them by Rumsfeld. You know, these are the realities of what that relationship is there. The Taliban banned heroin cultivation, but our magic TVs would keep teaching us, no, the Taliban, they hate women and they've also pushed heroin. And they're even doing it today. And this was their fundamental position as fundamentalists was that they wouldn't sell heroin and they wouldn't abuse women. But we can't have those truths. We can't have the reality of what's, you know, and those are arguments, the particular one in women's rights. People would find lots of arguments with me, I'm sure, and I'd be prepared to do that. But this isn't the place. But
I can hear the music, John. Why don't you just stay with us a moment? We'll go to break. We want to further talk with you, so please stay with us.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper. Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, This is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit Lee'sFountainOfYouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth, 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Welcome back, and I want to thank John, and I hope he's still with us from Winnipeg, and his offering to this discussion. I'm going to just comment here briefly, and then I'll turn the mic to today's guest, Howard Wooldridge, an officer, law enforcement, working at the national level with law enforcement against prohibition in Washington, D.C. I would say a couple of examples here. An example that I thought of immediately was we have a new Secretary of Treasury, and he was pretty high in the catbird seat, so to speak, when we had all of this turmoil in September, and November. So he would have known a lot of information about what was happening. I call it a coup d'etat for the financing, and yet and the economy of this nation. So then he gets to be the new treasurer. And then yesterday, of course, he's pleading, and even so, probably as we speak, for an increased empowerment. And yet the very banking system or Wall Street and the hedges and the derivatives and however they wanted to gamble would be very much responsible for causing the problem for America, and then plus the Congress, who spends so freely foreign money. So there we have all that, and then we have some of the very same players in charge. I would say it reminds me a little bit of that you described, John, and your concern overseeing the guarding of the poppy fields. It is true. The Taliban had pretty much eradicated the poppies. And you know what? Could it be that that's why we needed to go in Afghanistan in 2001, in addition to maybe the other stories you were told? Then there was the story of the Golden Triangle in the late 80s. And we had very interesting officials in charge of that. At one time, if you looked up Richard Armitage, a deputy secretary of state and a very important figure in government during the 80s and 90s and so forth, he comes back and forth. At one time, they thought maybe he couldn't have the job and he wasn't approved, but then he just spiraled right up back into the Bush administration as a dignitary there. And, you know, maybe even looking over Afghanistan. But in the late 80s and so forth, he was also a very important person. And if you looked him up on the internet, he would be given credit for using drugs for intel in a manner and so forth in his particular biography. So maybe there is a kind of a third tranche, so to speak, or tranche, as they call it, a money stream that is looked upon positively by very high and powerful people. I'm going to turn the mic to Howard, and you can, you know, tell me if you think I'm on track or if anything you'd like to add for John's call.
Well, no. In fact, John's spot on in this whole thing where the Northern Alliance are our friends, so let them go ahead and make the money. The tragedy is that, according to an Army War College report, 70% of the Taliban operating budget for last year was provided by the sale of heroin, opium, and hashish, by the way, as it floods into the Russian and the Western European market. But and it still goes on today. The drug trade is a wonderful source of money for CIA black ops. We know about the Iran-Contra, where they were shipping cocaine into Arkansas in the 80s, and then shipping, of course, guns back to the Contra guerrillas there in Nicaragua. And recently, we know that a tail number of a small jet aircraft that was used for rendition by the CIA to take the 9/11 folks, whatever, into different countries for torture, crashed recently in Mexico with, I think it was, 4 tons of cocaine on board. So, oh yeah, this is well known by people who follow this sort of thing, that when the CIA needs a quick $10, $20, $30 million, they can run a couple boatloads of cocaine up here and make some money for some black ops if the Congress won't give it to them. But certainly, our servicemen are badly served by this prohibition, as Canadian, American, and NATO forces, as they say, 7 out of 10 who died last year died because of bullets bought by drug money. This is just terrible for our fighting men and women.
John, do you have any further comment?
Sure. In Arkansas, it was, I think it's either Colonel Goodwin or Goodwill. It might be Goodwill, who was the police chief there. And in a documentary, I remember seeing him being interviewed, because they were pretty much ready to indict those, or had evidence directly linking the CIA or the specific individuals responsible for shipping all this cocaine. And he was asked, what are you going to do? But he said, nothing. I'm not going to let you do anything to arrest these individuals. It's insane. And he needs to be arrested himself as directly complicit in the dealing of the cocaine, as it is in respect to the Taliban. I'm very much familiar with the history of the Taliban prior to the 9/11 scenario, and the only thing that really bound these men together as a cohesive group, believing in Allah, was that women were being bought and sold as slaves, and their first agreement was that they would outlaw rape and the buying and selling of women. So this was the one unifying principle that brought them together. They're outside of that, and stating that it isn't in Allah's interest to deal heroin, they're just a ragtag group of men who live in the community who are trying to bind themselves together to form some form of governance, because, of course, as you're aware, the whole area has been practical anarchy since Genghis Khan. And
yes,
these were the two principles that no matter what tribe or warlord you were under, you could agree to those two things. And this was the first introduction of a civilized unifying political force in that region since after 20-something years of warfare. So that's important for people to understand. And also, their sole position was that if you're going to accuse a person of a criminal offense, you have to have evidence to form your allegation. Otherwise, the person is an innocent human being. And Bin Laden, for their culture, was considered a near hero, considering he was Ronald Reagan's number one freedom fighter and was working for the just cause as their hero, freeing them from the enslavement of the commies. You know, so
hey John,
for them to
I
just
ask. Ask you, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Sure.
I just wanted to ask you, in Canada, do you have the drug problems like we're having where so many families are affected with a loved one that might have a habit that they're destroying their life or that sadness? Do you have that abuse?
Oh, it's unbelievable. The part of this, as you're aware, the heroin just destroys. We don't have lifetime prison sentences handed out to these poor children, which most of them are. But in some of the coastal cities where the military or where most of the drugs are coming in, you know, it's like $5 or something like that, or $3 to buy a hit of heroin. And of course, naive teens who maybe smoke a little bit of pot and had a few beer, figure, well, I'll give it a little shot. It can't harm me. And this stuff is so incredibly addictive and just enslaves people almost immediately, because as soon as you have one or two hits, your whole nervous system aligns into it, and without it, they can't even function anymore without going further searching for more. And of course, I can imagine huge increases in crime. Somebody's benefiting off this, and we know they're being directly assisted by the DEA's non-action on this particular issue. Now, I can sympathize with these officers, and I hear the soldiers, as they've been interviewed numerous times on this issue, I hear what they're saying. They're saying, look, if we go after these guys, they've got weapons. They'll shoot us, so we don't want to be shot at. But that's what the whole foray is supposed to be about, defending freedom, and that's what a soldier puts his life on the line to protect a Christian who's going to be executed by the government that's standing with that same military. And they didn't say anything. Nobody says anything. Nobody in America. I'm like one of the only people, I think, on the face of the earth that's demanded this man be defended. And it's just crazy.
I have a question. Do you have an organization such as Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, LEAP, in like we are talking about today, of which Howard is giving his time and talent in Washington, D.C. to help educate the Congress? Do you have something similar in Canada?
We probably likely do. I know a lot of, I've had ties to the National Security Service of the RCMP. I've even had contact with the Secret Service of the United States. And, you know, a lot of these guys are good guys. We just, like I said at the beginning of the show, or the beginning of my call, is that we just lack leadership. I mean, there's lots of guys in the RCMP who want to see justice done, but we don't, you know, the Prime Minister is quackers. He's crazy. And, you know, he's
okay.
Got problems.
Let's see. Howard, what do you say? Do you know of colleagues in Mexico or in Canada that would want to push for the legalization of drugs?
Well, LEAP is worldwide. We do have a number of excellent speakers, a couple of retired judges in the Vancouver area, some others in the province of Ontario, and also members who are active. But one thing that John hopefully understands, as your audience does too, that even if all the heroin, all the poppies were wiped out in Afghanistan today, there would be another place in the world, whether it be the Golden Triangle again. Mexico does produce heroin. Colombia produces heroin. It could be produced in any number of places. Poppies grow in many places. So even if the DEA wiped out that supply, there would still be heroin all over the world. So we need to make sure people understand that we've been trying to eradicate the supply for 40 years with 000 success, because it's like whack-a-mole. You whack it over here, it pops up over there, and we've seen this for 40 years. So this is just a treadmill that we're on. We're going absolutely nowhere.
All right. Thank you, John, for joining with us, and I hope you'll continue to listen to RBN and Born on the 4th of July. You've been very informative. It is a very grave tragedy. If you have that young man, that beautiful young man that has spent 14 years drug abuse and in jail or out of jail, or you know how it has clobbered his life and his potential, and now his brain might be addled and not what it might have been. If you know somebody like that in your family, in your awareness, you know that the cost is high.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt Expert System has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Welcome back to Born on the 4th of July. We've kind of gone over some of the roster of the drug czars and the cost of $71 billion annually for this drug war. It makes you wonder when these days, when they put war behind something, that means on and on and forever. There was a John P. Walters that was the so-called drug czar, 2001 until just recently. He served under George W. Bush. And now we have a designate, Gil Kurlowski. Do you know anything about Gil Kurlowski?
Kurlowski?
Yes.
Yeah, he's the current chief of Seattle, Washington. He's been a law enforcement for like almost 40 years. Seattle is the home of the largest major city with the most progressive harm reduction policies in the country, perhaps outside of Albuquerque, New Mexico. And he certainly is very familiar with the things like needle exchange, medical marijuana, and the entire concept that marijuana is not a problem for public safety. And in fact, his department per officer arrests fewer people for marijuana than probably any department in the entire country. So he's going to be a very valuable member of the Obama team in terms of moving the paradigm from a criminal justice focus to a public health focus. And so we're pretty excited to have him on board as one who's already had experience and will move us in the correct direction of away from this idea of lock up everybody.
I notice here where it says he is not a legalizer. Have you been aware of that? And it also says, nor is Obama, on the information I got.
That is
meaning
correct.
Meaning that he doesn't go along with what you're proposing.
No, certainly in public, almost every public official, elected unofficial or unelected official, like a chief of police, is going to support the status quo, the current prohibition approach to drug control. It's political. It's very politically risky for at least some people think that way to come out in favor of a legalized position. Although it should be pointed out that, for example, Ron Paul has been reelected 10 times in Texas, and Texas is conservative. You know, I'm from Fort Worth. He's been reelected 10 times, and everybody knows he wants to end the prohibition and legalize, regulate these drugs. So what it is, Barbara Jean, is with the proper education of the voters, I believe almost any politician anywhere can come out and say that prohibition is a very poor policy to control drugs, to limit their access to children, et cetera, and that it would be better for the state and better for the nation to end this modern prohibition. It's a matter of education, really.
I'm going to give out the telephone number for you to dial to join in with this discussion. And certainly I would extend this to people who have been struck in their family with a drug abuser or have had the problem themselves and maybe have survived that scourge. But please join with us. We'd love to hear from you. The number is 800-313-9443. That call-in number again, RBN 800-313-9443, and you'll be with us joining Republic Broadcasting Network. So we'd like to hear from you, and we thank John from Winnipeg, someone who has truly studied this story. I thought it was interesting that William Bennett was our first drug czar, and now he has become this advisor and someone who knows things, I guess, to be on television so much. And you brought up the fact that he was an addict of sort with gambling. Wasn't that correct?
Yeah, he was, as reported, and he did not deny it. He's lost about $11 million in personal gambling. What was interesting was when he got caught and was outed by the press, what he reported was, it's none of your business. It's a matter between my wife and myself how much money I lose in gambling. And we all in reform said, why can't you see the parallel? If someone's smoking marijuana in their home, if someone's using cocaine in their home, why is that not a family matter that should be dealt with by the family? Why should the government get involved? Why should the government get involved with a personal family issue? But of course, you know, it's okay for him to gamble away, but if you're hurting yourself, he'll put you in jail. That's his philosophy.
Well, you know, it's interesting that these people can survive some of these things and then come on again and advise. I would just always say to the citizens who are listening and to friends and neighbors all about, count on yourself and do your research. Do the numbers. Look at the extraordinary amount of money. We're saying $71 billion. I got a figure of $69, and then yours is even more than that. I think you said $71. That's $1 billion a year. And we have been admonished that in Washington, where Howard is circulating, trillion now is the new number.
Well, and let me add to that. You know, the money of about $71, $72 billion is what is the direct money spent, taxpayer dollars spent by law enforcement. Now, that does not include the fact we're losing about $10, $12 billion in sin tax. Nobody taxes these. The government does not tax these drugs, so we're missing out on about $10 to $12 billion in sin taxes, you know, like we do on alcohol and tobacco. And another big chunk of money, we spend this year, according to the federal government, about $110 billion, B-boy, billion dollars on illegal drugs. Again, that money is not taxed at, you know, 7-8% on sales tax. And that money goes to Mexico. That money goes to Canada. The money goes to Colombia, to Holland. So we would have an extra $100 billion to spend on a Florida vacation or buy a Detroit car or simply go to the local Applebee's or the local McDonald's and spend the money here. This whole thing is costing us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
There are two major factors that sell products: sex and fear. Let's talk about this. Life Change Tea will not enhance your sexual drive other than help you to live longer to enjoy it. And when it comes to the subject of fear, don't buy Life Change Tea because you fear. Buy it because you understand. Life is too short to enjoy from a hospital bed or a pine box. This nation is at its peak of unhealthiness. It's your decision, not ours. Life Change Tea is the alternative to sickness. No fear, just fact. Walk with the few that know. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Life Change Tea. Get the tea and live.
The New World Order Beast is genetically modifying your food.
Genetically modifying.
Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses.
Viruses.
Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options: starve or surrender.
Surrender.
All canned food supplies will eventually run out. What then?
Then.
Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot,
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
We would like to welcome Gary calling in from California. Good afternoon. You're on Born on the 4th of July.
Good afternoon. Is it afternoon? I guess it is already. Anyway, as I was listening to you guys' conversation, you know, I've had a little bit of experience in this area. I have a son who's no longer with us. He died at 40 years old because of these things. But when he was staying with me, and I've had experiences with other people, see, the actual cost, like if you say, well, we have hypothetically $1 million was spent on drugs, that's what we can see in the actual cost. In other words, here's $1 million that we got out of this drug bust. The idea is that million represents what? For instance, my son would steal from me, something would cost, $1,000 or $2,000 and go down and get his drugs he could get the thing for $100. In other words, he'd make a trade or he'd have to hawk it. You see, so the actual cost to the American public is not talked about because of the stealing that goes on and the price that these things that are stolen are sold for. So somebody can get the drugs. It's probably anywhere from 1/5 to 1/10 of the cost of the item. You know, that's never talked about. The only thing they talk about is, oh, they got a bunch of money out of this cash play when somebody's going to buy some drugs. The actual money, your host or your guest said was $70 billion, is actually a lot higher than that if you take the real cost. It's not always.
Yeah, Gary's absolutely right, Barbara Jean. One of the things we haven't talked about is, and this is what really turned me when I was a police officer, a detective, was all the burglaries that are done, all the theft that goes on, reported and unreported, as you basically, to buy $20 worth of crack, the addict has to steal $2,000, from which at the pawn shop he gets $200. I mean, that's another huge amount of money. Our hospitals are filled up on a regular basis by gunshot victims. As drug dealers shoot drug dealers, they have no insurance, and the average cost is like about $100,000 per gunshot wound. Insurance companies are paying out billions and billions in claims as drug addicts steal so much for their habit. Of course, then there's the HIV, AIDS, hepatitis, because you can't get a clean needle most places. It's illegal. So you use a dirty needle, you contract these transmitted diseases, and then you have more hospital costs. When you get into that area of it, as I said just at the break there, this is costing us at least $200 billion that I can look at, and Gary's right. It's billions and billions more in insurance claims and then the heartache of theft. And the people don't steal. My experience as a police officer, people do not steal for money, for cigarettes, nor for alcohol. It was always the illegal drug. And know that if these drugs were legal like they were 100 years ago, Gary, you could have a bad heroin habit for about $2 a day, cocaine for $3 a day, and amphetamines for 50 cents.
Well, you know, as you go into this, you look at it, for instance, in mine, you know, it was ripped off. You don't not always do a lot of these get turned into the insurance companies,
right?
Because it's not, you can't get it all. Let's say some guy comes in and steals $1,000 from you and you have a deductible. Well, you don't get it. And the police, they don't investigate this, by the way. They just say, well, okay, we write down this report. If you need it to turn it into your insurance company, what if you only have fire insurance on your house? You lose.
Right.
You don't get it.
Right.
So you don't. There's a lot of things that aren't turned in. The cost to this country and its people is astronomical. And the sad commentary is, it's not that we're not paying for, like you were saying, all this money to go out for CIA and all these to shut it down. You can't shut that. They won't shut it down because, unfortunately, it appears like, from what I've seen, some of our top officials are involved in it. I realize we do need some of this type of activity for legal drugs, like when you go to the hospital and they give you a sedative or something like that, you know, some of the painkillers. But it's gone way out of line. And like you said, maybe the only way to Coca-Cola. What was that originally? It
okay.
Certainly wasn't caffeine. It was modified coffee.
Right.
It was Coke.
Right. It was cocaine and the Coca-Cola. And as my wife has said, you know, the state, through its police department, cannot stop personal stupidity. Only family and friends have the only chance to stop a loved one from hurting themselves. Police officers are completely unequipped to deal with personal bad decisions, whether it's alcohol, tobacco, cocaine, marijuana, gambling, unprotected sex. Name any topic, but the state can't help you through its police department. And we've got to stop trying it because we're missing drunk drivers and child molesters and rapists and people flying airplanes into buildings because we're spending millions of hours chasing the Michael Phelpses of the world and the Rush Limbaughs. This is just crazy.
I know that, like you said, legalizing it would certainly give us a tax base. But, you know, one of the reasons a lot of these kids or these younger ones are faced with this. Now, like when my son was staying with me, I had him in a program, you know, an NA-type program at AA, and he was doing good. But he went down to the corner store, and some pusher was pushing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how a lot of kids get into it, because they're pushing it. Now, sure. If it was legal, you wouldn't have pushers, would you?
Exactly. Exactly. As I said a little while ago, most people are introduced to these drugs, all drugs, cigarettes, alcohol, everything, by people in their social group who want to make a few extra dollars.
And I'm a Christian, and I don't believe in these drugs. I really don't. But I'm saying, how can you defeat it? And as you're suggesting, you got to take the pusher out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, the guy that comes up to you tries to talk you into it. Or you got young girls out there, and they talk them into it. Then the next thing you know, after they get them into this, then it's sex.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
It's very easy. You know, like a lot of girls, like when I was a kid, you know, the girls would say, no, I'm not going to take that drink because they smell it on their breath when they go home. The parents, they got to face the parents. But if you get these drugs, you can't smell it on their breath. They just sneak in the house and go upstairs and go to bed, or they go in the room and go to bed.
That's right.
It's something that we got to deal with from a different perspective.
Right.
Going back, Howard, how would this country initiate legislation to stop the prohibition? What are the mechanics of getting that in place? Or I know that you're trying to inform, but how else can we work on this issue? And Gary in California, I am so saddened by your loss and all of the experience and trauma that you must have gone through with your loved one. And you're not alone. Everybody's having some kind of a problem. If it's not their a child, it could be their grandson or a nephew or a niece. People know about this issue. They're struck by it. Howard, how can we get something, and maybe you're already involved in that, the momentum to train and teach?
Well, in fact, in California, the first state, Assemblyman Amiano of San Francisco dropped a bill in Sacramento to legalize, regulate, and tax marijuana at basically a dollar per marijuana cigarette, which would bring in about, they figure, about $1.3 billion, and they would save $2 billion in law enforcement and incarceration costs when you stop chasing, as they say, your nonviolent marijuana smokers like a Michael Phelps or a Willie Nelson. What I work on here in D.C. is getting the federal government out of the way of the states. California will not be able to tax this stuff unless Washington, D.C. decides it's okay to have states' rights for these drugs, as we have with alcohol. The second deadliest drug, of course, as you know, is a states' rights issue. California has their own rules separate from Oregon or Nevada or Arizona. Every state has their own rules. But the federal government has to get out of the way, and that's all I'm here in Washington to do, is give states rights, give the states the right to either continue the prohibition or end it and legalize, regulate, tax. That's what we need to do. Tell your congressmen and women, your members of Congress, Feinstein and Boxer and congressmen like Rohrabacher, who's in favor of this, and Linda Sanchez said recently in CNN, we need to let California be a test, a state, a pilot program to see if legalize, regulate, tax marijuana would be good for the state. So you need to contact your politicians. Because of the lack of money, especially in California, everybody's looking for new sources of money, and marijuana smokers, I know, are begging to pay state taxes, begging for a sin tax. They want to pay taxes on legal marijuana. They say, please, please tax us.
As you talk about marijuana, what are the problems with marijuana? You know, you hear about people using that and being quite normal, and then you hear about it being the step for the heavier kind of drugs, more destructive drugs. Could you tell us your perspective on marijuana? And then if we could ask Gary, as we discuss that, what was the drug of choice for his son and his sad story? But first about the marijuana.
Sure. Well, you know, everybody, the old wives' tale, the propaganda, if you will, by the government has always been a stepping stone, it's a gateway drug, when in fact, every study done by the United States government and four other governments have shown marijuana is not a gateway drug. Kids start, the first drug that kids try is tobacco. The second one is alcohol. The third one is marijuana. Good news is 70% of kids who try marijuana never go past it. And then of the next 30%, all but about 2% pull back from their experimentation with cocaine or ecstasy or whatever else. And a little less than 2 in 100 will ever develop a serious hard drug problem. So it is not a gateway drug. And in terms of its negative consequences, the most dangerous thing about marijuana is that you can become addicted to it psychologically. My roommate in college was smoking 6 times a day. He flunked out of Michigan State, and he went to Vietnam. I don't know if he lived or died. It certainly is hazardous to drive or operate machinery under the influence of marijuana. Not as bad as alcohol, but still it is dangerous, and it is against the law today to drive a car on the road. And we do arrest people for DUID, driving under the influence of drugs, and marijuana being one of them. But in terms of the other effects, they're temporary. You get hungry, you become temporarily lazy, and a little bit euphoric. You just get, you giggle a lot, you laugh a lot, and then you get tired, and a lot of people fall asleep. So those are the temporary effects, but the most serious long-term effect is becoming psychologically addicted to that particular lifestyle. But as you've seen, 112 million Americans from President Obama, President Bush, President Clinton, and hundreds of members of Congress, Newt Gingrich has admitted to marijuana smoking, George Shultz, the Secretary of State under Reagan, and millions of former and current police officers and judges and prosecutors, doctors, have tried marijuana and then either stayed with it or gone on to something else or quit entirely. This is not the monster that politicians and police officers will tell you that is, because remember, they have an interest in that money to continue this prohibition.
Gary, any comment?
Well, he stated basically how my son... Now, see, I didn't raise my son. His mother did. She raised him up in Oregon. And of course, she had a drinking problem. So his first thing was drinking. As a matter of fact, he never stopped drinking. Oh. And he liked marijuana, and he liked crack cocaine. And I know that... after you become addicted to all these things, it's anything's your choice as long as you can get your hands on it. You know, a lot of them don't get into heroin so much, but they get into crack, and they get into a lot of drinking, and they get into marijuana. He died, of course, in a motel room of what his mother told me from alcohol poisoning. But you know darn well that he was, you know, doing some drugs with that at the same time, because that's what he did. You know, if he could get his hands on drugs, that's what he would do. And he would steal from anybody. You know, it didn't make any difference with his mother and you supported him. He'd steal to get his drugs. And it's hard. And you go, what am I going to do? This is my flesh and blood, but I don't want him around me. You know, and he's not a pleasure to be around. You know, and these people, they hang out with an element that's not so well either. So they, it's like he was, your host was saying, or your guest was saying, you know, what they do, that's because they hang around with that. You know, they hang around in the low areas. They hang around with people that steal, because that's the only way he can get it, is to steal. And I feel, and I hate to say this, first time I ever said it, I think if it was marketable some way, it would cut down on the usage. Certainly cut down, I think, on the stealing out of people's houses.
I think we have to go to very, very first stage, because I can remember when I would say that we should legalize the drugs, I would get shocking answers and people calling the airwaves and just chastising me, saying that that was just so wrong and awful, and it would create a bigger problem. But with all the dilemmas that we are discussing today, you need to go to the crux of the problem, and the problem is this extraordinary money that's involved, countries and money, at the same time, high-level officials and corruption. And how could we stop that with one full swoop? And that is the legalization. And I think it's all right to say that. Howard, what do you say? Have you been shocking people by your opinion on this issue?
Well, sure. You know, I started this 12 years ago in Fort Worth, Texas, and I had people thinking, putting me in the same category as child molesters and terrorists and absolute bad people, because they thought I wanted to push heroin on 6-year-olds and 10-year-olds. And, of course, that's completely silly. But today, 12 years later, now people understand that that this is completely not working, and no matter, for all the tragedies, and like Gary's tragedy, how has prohibition helped anybody? Certainly the government admits today that drugs are readily available, readily available to America's youth. So any 14-year-old who wants cocaine or heroin can get it within hours. That's not a problem. And the reason is because the prohibition prices have just made drug dealers all across the country. But the so that's a reality today, and that's why people are listening more. And to answer the question that came up mostly 12 years ago, but won't drug use go up? Won't we all be sticking a heroin needle in our arm tomorrow? Was always the battle cry of police officers and the prohibition crowd. And, of course, backed by no science, no research, no congressional testimony, I have talked to 8 doctors who said, no, drug use will not go up.
We're going to go to break here and just hold your thought. We'll be back shortly. You're listening to Howard Wooldridge. We'll be right back.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit Lee'sFountainOfYouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth. 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
For our final segment, we are pleased and want to thank Howard Wooldridge for his effort and his comments, and we're going to give the mic back to him. Please give out your website, how people can join in your effort. We thank those who called in as well. I'm going to leave my message here with the Border Patrol agent saying, "We believe the people of this nation are being betrayed on several fronts by our leaders' attitude toward immigration law." And I might add to that other laws as well that they seem to not enforce. We appreciate law enforcement. Back to you, Howard.
Well, for your audience, I urge you to tell your politicians, write them an email, and tell them that you also agree that the war on drugs is a failure and we need to take a whole new direction away from locking everybody up as a first step. Please go to LEAP. You can join as a non-law enforcement person. We have 10,000 supporters who are eligible to join. You can join online for free at leap.cc, Charlie, or copssaylegalizeddrugs.com. But it's important for you to tell your politicians how you feel. And if you find one that you think is working for you on your issues, then, you know, by all means, help him or her to be reelected and, of course, defeat the bad guys. Because citizen involvement is as important today as ever. They want to hear from you. And when they know that America is ready to repeal this modern prohibition, they will do so. But they want to hear from you to make sure it's okay. Many politicians will not make a move unless they think it will help them in the polls as opposed to hurt them. They're much more followers than leaders. This is all too familiar for us here in Washington, D.C. So tell them how you feel on both this issue or any issue, because if you can melt the phone lines on any issue, you will get noticed.
Now, you spoke of Rohrabacher. Is there another one in the Congress, a representative or a senator, that has been able to understand this issue and do something in regard to legalization?
Yeah, Senator Webb is the leading voice and most outspoken on this issue. He believes strongly that America locking up 2.3 million is bad for us socially, financially, for family values. He's totally opposed to this massive incarceration. He is going to be sponsoring legislation to look at the prison population in order to reduce it. Congresswoman Sanchez of California has put out a message that she would like to see California be allowed to legalize, regulate, and tax marijuana, a good first step, a good pilot program is what the founders intended. And Congressman Rohrabacher of California, Republican, has also said war on drugs is bad policy, and we need to get rid of it to help us with the Mexican mess. He knows that if we didn't have prohibition, that the Mexican cartels would disappear overnight, and that would be good for all of California, Arizona, New Mexico, Texas, to stop having their neighbors to the south have this chaos of mass slaughter and death and destruction caused by these drug cartels. So those are some of your main voices in Congress today that are ready to step up and say we need to take a second look at this modern prohibition.
Well, with what's going on in Mexico, we are naive to think that there isn't a counterpart or everybody ready to roll on this side of the border with contacts and the same kind of mayhem. I am very frightened over what is happening down there, have been talking about it for far too long. And I think that, as you say, this would stop that story in an instant if this took place. I'm totally endorsing. I will go to your website and I will join with you, because all these other answers are not solving the problem at all.
Yeah, 40 years of failure. It's time for a change.
Thank you so much for appearing on Born on the 4th of July.
You're welcome, Barbara Jean. Anytime.
Thank you.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing how to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power. Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog.